The coast of North Africa is heavily Muslim. In the mid-20th century, non-Muslims fled that area after Europe's colonial powers pulled out. But there were two places where Jews, Christians, and Muslims continued to live together peaceably. Ceuta and Melilla are small enclaves that have remained under Spanish control. Now, attacks on synagogues and rising militancy among young Muslims are threatening both places. Jerome Sokolowski visited the Spanish enclave of Melilla.
Islam, Christianity, and Judaism have coexisted in Melilla for as long as anyone here can remember. Melillans call it convivencia. The Spanish word evokes the time when the three religions flourished side by side in medieval Spain. Muslims and Jews were expelled from all of Spain's territories in 1492, but they started coming back to Ceuta and Melilla in the 19th century when freedom of worship was reinstated. In Melilla, a town of 60,000 residents, Christians and Muslims are the largest communities, while Jews number around 1,000. On the beach, Christian youngsters stroll with Muslim friends, while Muslim and Jewish children play together during recess in the courtyard at the Hispano-Israelita school. Downstairs in the nursery school, a petite woman with silvery hair supervises a classroom full of Jewish toddlers.
The truth is, we never had problems. On the contrary, we always lived in convivencia. It was very nice, very nice.
But Tamar Trusman says things have changed, especially after recent harassment and some more serious attacks that many believe were carried out by Muslim youths.
They've desecrated my husband's grave, they've thrown paint and rocks and garbage at the synagogue, and when the men go to pray, they insult them.
Jewish leaders say the anti-Semitic incidents began just after the September 11th attacks in the U.S., Molotov cocktails were thrown at a Jewish cemetery in Melilla, and graffiti praising Osama bin Laden was painted on the wall of a Catholic church. Leaders of the Muslim community in Melilla have denounced terrorism carried out in the name of Islam, and have also condemned the recent attacks in the enclave. Cassette recordings of sermons are on sale at a stall outside Melilla's downtown mosque. The mosque's administrator, Mohammed Messian Mohammed, says local Muslims have nothing against Melilla's Jews.
If they're afraid, it's for a good reason. It's not us, because we don't have problems with anybody. When we curse Jews, we're not talking about the Jews here, but the Zionists over there.
Several months ago, the Israeli ambassador to Spain was forced to cancel a visit to Melilla following protests largely by the Muslim community. Back at the Jewish school, Chief Rabbi Yamin Bitan stands on the balcony, pointing to the Arab and Jewish children playing in the courtyard below.
If there would be a real attack against Jews here, I assure you that we would all be gone within a month, and they would be the losers, because the entire business establishment would collapse.
Nevertheless, Bitan is confident that won't come to pass, because he thinks tiny Melilla and its Jewish community are too insignificant for the terrorists to care. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski.